You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Pivot Legal Society and the BC Civil Liberties Association announced a week ago that they have joined forces to boycott the province-wide police complaints system. They say that the system doesn't work, and they will no longer help people who have complaints against individual officers to access it. Instead, they're encouraging people to take their cases to small claims court. Douglas King is a lawyer, and he's policing campaigner with Pivot Legal, and he joins me by phone this morning from his home in Vancouver. Hello, Douglas.
Hello.
Now, what's the problem with the system the way it's currently set up?
Well, we think the biggest problem with the system is that there's an inherent bias when the police are investigating themselves. The current system is set up so that when an individual files a complaint against the police, it's basically referred either to that police department or to another police department, and the investigation is conducted by an officer.
Now, there's an Office of Police Complaint Commissioner, is there not, who oversees the whole process?
Right, and what we call that is civilian oversight. So they have the ability to kind of watch from a distance the investigation, make sure that it happens in a timely manner, and also, you know, call public inquiry if it's blatantly wrong or there's problems with the investigation, but they don't actually have any hands-on ability to influence the investigation.
So the fact that they can call a public inquiry then isn't enough to make it fair, in your judgment?
We think the problem is from the start of the investigation. To get a fair and accurate investigation, especially when you've got situations where people have really serious complaints against the police, or if you have an in-custody death, that kind of a thing, we think the investigation needs to be handled by a civilian investigation agency from the very beginning, so that bias is taken away from the start, not putting kind of a Band-Aid solution and trying to fix it after. And the public inquiries have the ability to call into question the investigation, but the investigation's already occurred. And we think that the best solution is to get it right from the start.
If you look at the number of complaints made in a year, what percentage, roughly speaking, would actually get dealt with under the current system?
Well, I can't give you an exact number, but we were given statistics from the Office of the Police Complaints Commissioner last week that suggested in 2008 there's already been about 300 police complaints. Maybe about 30 of those have been substantiated, I believe. So you're looking about maybe one in every 10 police complaints being found where the officer was at fault or where there's something that the officer could have done better. But that's aside from punishment. And the most serious cases, what we see the trend being is that the more serious the case, and this is what the Police Complaints Commissioner has said as well, then the more the chance that there will be bias by the police, the less of a chance that the claim will be handled satisfactorily.
What do you hear anecdotally from people who use the system and people who make complaints? How do they feel about the kind of treatment that they get?
Well, one of the big reasons why we did this is because both of our organizations, Pivot Legal and the Civil Liberties, actually do help people, you know, on an individual basis, kind of on a street level, with their police complaints. And day in and day out, we were seeing people dissatisfied when they filed a complaint because they felt like, first of all, their complaint wasn't being handled, you know, accurately, consistently, that they weren't being taken for the same amount of credit that the officers were, that they were always believing the officers over them, and that the whole process was kind of re-victimizing them, because it was almost like they received a letter in the mail after they filed their complaint, which was lecturing them about why they were wrong and why the officer was right, and that wasn't really what they envisioned from justice, and it's not what we envisioned from justice either. If you have a system set up that's going to be judging people, then it has to be fair.
Now, there's been a recent audit of the system by Josiah Wood, QC. What did he find?
Well, he made quite a lengthy list of recommendations for how the system can be fixed.
What did he say the problems were, first of all?
The main problem, I think, that Mr. Wood noted is the same thing that we've been saying, that there's problems with the investigation process and with the whole system set up, and that he recommended more power be given to the Police Complaints Commission to step in and take over investigations if they're flawed, or to give them more of a hands-on approach. Basically, to give the Office of the Police Complaints Commissioner more power, but to still allow the police to handle the investigations themselves. We think it should go one step further, and that the Office of the Police Complaints Commissioner or another civilian agency should actually be handling police complaints. from the very beginning.
So he was seeing the same kind of problems as you then,
mm-hmm.
but he was just suggesting quite a different solution from the one that you're suggesting.
Yep, and it's not, I wouldn't say it's that very different. I think in a lot of ways his solution is kind of a go-between between the two organizations, the police and kind of basically the public at large, and saying, well, we're going to give the police the ability to continue to police themselves, but not give them so much liberty as they've had before. And obviously police are going to have quite a bit of influence on the way that the government changes policy and makes policy. We think to have a really fair system that it should be taken out of the police's hands entirely.
So what would that look like?
Well, it's difficult to say exactly what it would look like, and there's a lot of different systems out there, and I think a lot of more research has to be done to determine the best system for Vancouver, because we have a lot of unique problems in Vancouver, especially in the downtown east side. Certainly what we're advocating for right now in the immediate is that there has to be changes to the provincial legislation, which is the Police Act, which creates some kind of a civilian investigation agency to do the really serious stuff when you have an in-custody death or if you've got an allegation of, you know, severe misconduct. Those are the ones that we know right now should go right into a civilian investigation's hands. That's what we believe. As far as the other complaints and some minor complaints, you know, talks about maybe an officer's conduct and that they weren't treating you fairly or the way that they spoke to you, it's difficult to say that those should be handled independently because that's a lot of money and a lot of time goes into setting up an agency like that. So there might be some leeway for, you know, creating a system where the police can handle some of the more courtesy complaints. But when you've got somebody in a really bad situation with the police and who's got this real serious complaint, it just shouldn't be handled by the police.
Now, in the meantime, you're advising people to take their complaints to small claims court, and I took a look at the booklet that you've produced to help people to do this, and it looks like it's, I mean, it's a well-written booklet, but it looks like a very complex process involving a number of different steps that have to be done in a timely manner. Do you help
right.
people through this?
Yeah, and we've decided to set up clinics, and well, our doors are always open, they always have been, to people coming in and talking to us about how they can reach that justice and how they can access it. It is a difficult process. The court is always going to be somewhat inherently difficult, even though small claims court is set up to be user-friendly and for everyone to do. There are some difficult things, and there's some unique things about suing the police. The most important one that I think people need to know is that to sue the city, which is really who you are suing when you're suing the police, because that's the employer of the police, you only have 2 months to give them notice that you want to do that. So the best thing to do is to act as quickly as possible.
Have you had any success to date with this process of people going to small claims court and getting satisfaction?
We have, which is one of the other reasons why we decided to take this kind of turn in policy. Is we've taken 5 cases so far to the small claims court. Only one has actually gone to trial, but we were successful in trial that year, and that was last summer in 2007. We've managed to settle 2 of those cases, and 2 of them are still outstanding. So we have seen some success in that area. We've been getting positive, you know, feedback and results from that, which is one of the reasons why we started to advocate it more.
Tell me about the case that did go to trial.
Well, it was actually a very simple complaint, and it's something that I think a lot of people wouldn't think was very innocuous, but it was in the downtown east side, summer of 2007, and it was right on the corner of, I believe, Hastings and Carroll. And a woman was walking down the street, and police stopped her. And for the most part, it seems like they maybe misidentified her and thought that she was involved in the drug trade. But what happened was a detention and a search that was both illegal, and the officer telling the person that they believed that they were a drug user and drug dealer, and not finding anything and then turning her on her way. Miss Willie was an older, elder Aboriginal, and she was seemed disturbed by this and filed the complaint and was successful. The judge found that it was an illegal detention and an illegal search. So there weren't any, you know, physical damages to Miss Willie, but she did suffer some damage there, and there was an award of $5,500 for her.
And I understand that she's actually been in counseling since because it reawakened childhood memories of abuse of power.
And it's a systemic problem, and a lot of things, you know, in the downtown east side need fixing, and one of them is what we say is some of the attitudes that the police have towards people that live down there, and just assuming that everybody is a criminal or that everyone's a suspect, and that leads to these kind of things, and it makes it so people can't live peaceful lives.
You have another case on your website of a Kenneth Glofczewski, who was searched and detained at a park in Vancouver's downtown east side. And he says that police broke his arm and then laughed when he said he'd file a complaint. Is that in some way, maybe not typical, but representative of the kinds of complaints that people bring?
Well, there's something unique to that, in that when he told them that he wanted to file a complaint, that they laughed at them. It's discouraging, and it shows that the police aren't necessarily afraid of any kind of punishment from that system, and that's really what that system is supposed to be. It's supposed to be accountability. As far as what happened to him, unfortunately, it's surprising how often it does happen when the police come into somebody with a lot of force from the get-go and don't really give somebody an opportunity to resolve it peacefully. And what we saw with Kenneth's case is that, again, he was taken down, he was essentially detained, and there were no charges there. There was no reason for him to be. It was all suspicion, and that's the kind of thing that shouldn't be acted or responded to with violence.
What are the limitations of dealing with complaints through small claims court?
Well, probably the biggest limitation is that really what the end result is going to be is, and this sounds kind of funny, but the only thing you're going to get out of it is money. And a lot of people don't actually start their complaints against the police. That's not their motivation. I'm also surprised at how many people, what they really want is, you know, for that officer, whoever was responsible for the misconduct, to be held accountable and to be punished, or for the system to be changed. And probably the biggest limitation is the only thing the court can do is give you a monetary award. They can't fire or suspend the officer. It's up to the police board or the internal police organization to do that. But what we're hoping is that if you're successful in small claims court, there'll be a lot more pressure on the police at that stage to do something about that officer or whatever conduct occurred.
So in the case of Ms. Willey, who got the financial compensation from the small claims court, then did the city, to your knowledge, then discipline the officer who was involved in any way? Do you know that?
I'm not actually sure about that. And in her case, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some minor discipline. I think the officer did testify and it seemed that she was genuine in saying that she had this belief, even though it was a mistaken belief. So in that way, it was, you know, not as one of the more serious complaints, but certainly what we're hoping is that when people take complaints to small claims court, there's some cases where if you filed a complaint, it would just be dismissed. Nothing would really come of it. And if you're successful at small claims court, well, at least that person will have to acknowledge that they did something wrong, which is the first step. And then whether or not the police take action against that person and, you know, offer discipline is the second.
What response have you had from the government since you announced this boycott?
Well, they haven't been entirely happy with it. We've definitely not been able to get support necessarily from the government, but I think a lot of people, especially the Office of the Police Complaints Commissioner, understand and agree that the system needs to be reformed and it needs to be changed. So they might not agree with our tactics and not support the boycott, but they are on side and, you know, are accepting of the fact that we're doing this because we want the system to change and we want our clients to get better results.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Douglas.
Sure thing. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Douglas King. He's a lawyer and policing campaigner with Pivot Legal. And if you'd like to find out more about those clinics and how to find out how to take a complaint to small claims court, you can contact Pivot Legal.